The truth of love has rushed to meet you since you called upon it. If you knew who walks beside you on the way that you have chosen, fear would be impossible. You do not know because the journey into darkness has been long and cruel, and you have gone deep into it. A little flicker of your eyelids closed so long has not yet been sufficient to give you confidence in yourself so long despised. You go toward love still hating it and terribly afraid of its judgment upon you. And you do not realize that you're not afraid of love, but only of what you have made of it. You are advancing to love's meaning and away from all illusions in which you have surrounded it. When you retreat to the illusion, your fear increases, for there is little doubt that what you think it means is fearful. Yet what is that to us who travel surely towards our solution? Each instant that we spend together will teach you that the goal is possible and will strengthen your desire to reach it. And in your desire lies its accomplishment. Your desire is now in complete accord with all the power of the Holy Spirit's will. No little faltering footsteps that you may take can separate your desire from His will and from His strength. Here's Jesus. I hold your hand as surely as you agreed to take your brother's. You will not separate, for I stand with you and will walk with you in your advance to truth. And where we go, we carry God with us. In your relationship, you have joined with me in bringing heaven to the Son of God who hid in darkness. You've been willing to bring the darkness to light, and this willingness has given strength to everyone who would remain in darkness. Those who would see will see, and they will join with me in carrying their light into the darkness, where the darkness in them is offered to the light and is removed forever. My need for you, joined with me in the holy light of your relationship, is your need for salvation. Would I not give you what you gave to me? For when you join your brother, you have answered me. You, who are now the bringer of salvation, have the function of bringing light to darkness. The darkness in you has been brought back to light. Carry it back to darkness from the holy instant to which you brought it. We are made whole in our desire to make whole. Let not time worry you, for all the fear that you and your brother experience is really already gone. Time has been readjusted to help us do together what your separate paths would hinder. You have gone past fear, for no two minds can join in the desire for love without love's joining them. Not one light in heaven but goes with you. Not one ray that shines forever in the mind of God but shines on you. Heaven is joined with us in your advance to heaven. And when such great lights have joined with you to give the little spark of your desire the power of God Himself, can you remain in darkness? You are coming home together after a long and meaningless journey that you undertook alone and that led nowhere. You have found your brother, and you will light each other's ways. And from this light will the great rays extend back into darkness and forward unto God to shine away the past and to make room for His eternal presence in which everything is radiant in the light.